West Nipissing is considering closing 3 fire stations within the municipality, which is sparking concerns for some residents. Specifically, some Tomiko Road residents stopped by the last council meeting to discuss the proposed closing of Station 3, the Tomiko Fire Hall in Crystal Falls. A public meeting to further discuss the issue will be scheduled for March. Irene Govies, who lives less than 7 kilometers from that station, told council, "Having the fire station in my neighborhood was a bonus, and always left me with a very strong sense of safety." This past November, the municipality accepted a master fire plan, a comprehensive overview of everything to do with West Nipissing Fire and Emergency Service. The 254-page plan provided an outline for the future management of the service, and some of those recommendations included closing 3 stations. See, West Nipissing's fire plan suggests closing some fire halls. The municipality has 9 fire halls. The master plan suggested closing Fire Station 3 on Tomiko Road, Station 9 in Cache Bay, and Station 8 in North Monnetville, pending a fire protection agreement between West Nipissing and French River. It was during a January meeting of council that Govies heard of the pending closures, and to add to her surprise, she learned the Tomiko station isn't considered a functioning station for insurance reasons. Speaking of the station, Govies detailed, "It is plowed out and maintained in the winter and the summer, so I had no idea that no one was taking care of business there." Fire Chief Frank Lofen elaborated on that after Govies' presentation. The chief clarified, in order for that station to qualify, it needs to have a pumper that is a minimum of 850 gallons per minute capacity and a minimum of 10 personnel to respond to the call. In this case, we do not have that with Tomiko. Currently, there is 1 volunteer firefighter in area of the Tomiko station. Station 2 in Crystal Falls will be the main station in that area, if Station 3 is closed, which is around 15 kilometers away from Station 3. Unless the membership and equipment at Station 3 is upgraded, the station's rating will remain the same. Councillor Jamie Restoul reminded council upgrading requires a massive investment to bring it up to standards where it would positively impact insurance purposes. Since 2021, 2 calls have come in from the Tomiko area, the chief noted. One was for a controlled burn, the other was a false alarm. However, fire can still ignite, and residents are concerned for their safety if Station 3 permanently closes its doors. Govies pointed to findings within the fire master plan, which cautioned the area could be at risk of forest fires. Govies reminded council, "Tomiko Road is one way in and the same way out. The acres of dead trees along the road leave the residents in a very vulnerable predicament should a fire break out. Safety is a concern, as are the implications these closures may have for homeowners insurance." Tomiko Road residents had questions, and asked council to host a public meeting to properly discuss these issues. Govies said, "There seems to be a lack of communication that fosters a false sense of security." Indeed, discovering that her neighbor fire station was not meeting the requirements of a proper station, regarding personnel and equipment, came as a shock. For lack of a better term, Mayor Kathleen Rishon referred to it as a station but not a station. Station 9 in Cache Bay also falls into that category, as does Station 8 in North Monnetville. Mayor Thorne Rishon noted, "I'm happy we have the master fire plan now, because there is some work to do to modernize our fire services. But my concern is the communication with residents as to what the status of the stations is and how that may impact them." She asked, "How many other residents are impacted similarly?" To help answer that question, council is heeding the call of those residents from Tomiko Road, and hosting a public meeting to discuss the issue, with emphasis on the ramifications for insurance. That meeting is not set yet but is anticipated for March. Mind the municipal website for announcements. The mayor noted this may be the first of probably several difficult discussions that we'll have in regard to the fire services coming out of the fire master plan, and they're not easy discussions. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.